Are you ready for Christmas? Last night, my wife was attempting to set up the Christmas tree. We didn't get it all done, but she had several people helping her. And as my three-year-old was quite excited, almost three-year-old, was quite excited about putting all of the decorations on, it was finally bedtime and the tree wasn't done, but she had to go around to everybody and give them a hug and say, "Welcome to Christmas." Christmas is one of those things that we look forward to. There's all of the plays, the different parties that we will go to, but there's just something about the Christmas songs. I'm trying to figure out why I enjoy Christmas carols so much. I don't know if it's just the traditions that take me back to my childhood. I don't know if it's just the familiarity, but there's something about the Christmas carols that I look forward to singing and hearing every year. But this past year, I've done a little reading on some of the stories behind the Christmas carols. And it amazes me how much more the carols mean when you know a little bit about the story. For instance, the last carol we just sang, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day," was written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, one of America's greatest poets. He wrote such works as "The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere," "The Song of Hiawatha," some of America's great poetry. But this poem really hit him. In 1860, Longfellow was very much involved in the election of Abraham Lincoln to be President of the United States and was thrilled as Lincoln took office, as he was convinced that it meant that freedom was coming to all Americans. But in the following year, on April 12th, the sounds of war began down in South Carolina, and civil war began to come to the United States, and Longfellow began to wonder. It got much worse on July 10th. His wife was cutting the hair of their seven-year-old, and as was tradition of that day, pictures were very rare, and the way you would remember parts of life were to take locks of hair and seal them in wax and put them away, and that would become your memory. His wife, on a warm summer evening, was attempting to seal the hair of her seven-year-old daughter in wax when some of the flame blew on to her nightgown, and instantly she was engulfed in flames. She ran into the office where Longfellow was working, and he grabbed a throw rug and attempted to put the fire out. When that was unsuccessful, he literally grabbed her and hugged her, sustaining terrible burns on the inside of his arms to his face. If you see pictures of him, most likely you'll see him with a beard. The reason being was because of the scarring to his face. But his wife died. Consumed by the grief, he was not able to even attend the funeral a few days later. A year later, his son ran away from home and joined the Union Army. And as he was very diligent about entering entries into his diary, he could write nothing on Christmas of 1862. In 1863, just a short excerpt that shared his pain in enduring another Christmas. On Christmas Day in 1864, Longfellow decided that he was going to write something. And so he sat at his desk and he heard the bells of a church not terribly far from his house. And so he wrote on.